Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
I was doing my weekly rounds on YouTube looking for music. Then I bumped into music from an artist by the name of Effin Excess. I think that's how you say it, but he seems to have to call himself Effin X. So I'll just call it Effin X. But anywho, he's from Liberia and is an R&B type of singer. Never heard his music before. Listened to one single, checked out his Spotify and thought, he's got an album that he released on, I think, March 27th. So why not do a review? And this is it. The album is called Diaries of the Heart, and I believe that's his debut album. Let's do it. Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omote, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm doing all right, you know, cannot complain. April, we're in new month. This year is flying. But do check out Motomoto Music Africa YouTube channel. There's lots of content. These album reviews are on there. There's some music mixes as well, if they don't get taken down for copyright. So, you know, it is what it is. But let's get into this album review. Effin Excess, aka Effin X. Diaries of the Heart.
The latest African album review is
Diaries of the Heart by Effin X was released on March 27, 2021, which is only a few days ago. It has 10 songs, 31 minute runtime, 7 features, and most production credits go to Cornelius Wright, then Isaac Copeland, and Tyro.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Let Me Go opens up Diaries of the Heart, and it's the single that made me want to find out more about Effin X's music following the wonderfully done music video, which is on YouTube, by the way. The tune takes a dancehall vibe, which I found easy to appreciate. It features Ethiopian-American singer Beth Gray, who put in a great shift on the mic. This was also her musical debut, can you believe? I mean, when you listen to the song, you will know why I say that. As the title suggests, Let Me Go is about a love that has clearly failed. And Effin X's girl seems to have found another man, but for some reason, I don't know, they're still together, but he doesn't want to be there anymore and is just like, yo, just let me go because you ain't about this. But anyway, yeah, heartbreak song. I don't think I ever heard Liberian reggaeton until today. Can't Make You Love Me is the culprit, which also takes the famous Boadishia sample from Enya. Effin X says, I can't make you love me, but I can make you dance. Which is very interesting. It's like, okay, since I cannot make you love me, I'm going to entertain you, bruh. We don't have time for that. But anyway, with that being said, the song that follows, Keep It On The Low, will indeed make you dance as a true pop record leaning towards dance music. This is quite interesting because this is the kind of song you probably would release to try and really dominate world markets. So I don't know if that's what he was going for. Nobody is a song that really gave me the feeling I was hoping to get on this album. And the reason why I say that is, obviously when you hear Liberian music, you're thinking, okay, it's probably a West African sound of some sort, but not quite. This one, though, Nobody, is an Afrobeats number with some nuances that set it apart from the rest. And then Effin X came through with probably his best pen game and performance on Diaries of the Heart. Let Me Love You remix is also pretty close in terms of that sound with a more distinct R&B flavor.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
When I was listening to this album, the first couple of songs on Diaries of the Heart are really about heartbreak. That's not all. Songs such as Nobody seem to point to a brother really frustrated at his relationship. And I have to ask FNX, are you heartbroken, bro? Is this a coincidence? Is this just music? What was the inspiration for this album? Because a lot of the songs tapped into that negative energy of relationships. When things are just not working, heartbreak. When the communication is just not quite on the same wavelength, things like that. So I just thought I'd ask. Just as well. The album is titled Diaries of the Heart, after all. So FNX explores a variety of feelings where relationships are concerned, and he does it well. Remember how I mentioned the Enya sample? It wasn't the only one. Gold Digger borrows a familiar line from the Eurodance hit What Is Love by Trinidadian German singer Hardaway. And the song All Night Long, sound familiar? These samples, among others I didn't mention, probably would run him a hefty bill, all things considered, when looking at clearances. So I don't know how you work that, bro. But anyway, that's another story for another day. Something I loved about Diaries of the Heart is the collabos. Think about this. FNX got Beth Grey to feature on what I think is the lead single from the, yeah, it is the lead single of this album on in Let Me Go. And this is her musical debut, and she absolutely killed it. Video inclusive. So that was a bold move by the man. And also getting the likes of Benny Ox there, aka Feeling Man. These are artists I've never heard of, but they're on this album and they all did well. Thinking about which, I actually think I said 7 collabos, but I think there's 6 collabos on this album. Side note, but yeah, it is what it is. The beats on Diaries of the Heart are more thumping than the title suggests. The smoothest part is FNX's vocals more than anything else. He's got a good voice at that, and vocally FNX is definitely R&B, but his beats sometimes they just pure vibes, man. Just good dancehall infused, some sort of R&B fusion, I think. Borrowing from different genres, yeah. I vibed with this album on many levels. Likewise, there were some questions raised, which is weird to say because I'm not an expert on Liberian music, but I think in some way I get it. The album sounds like a super talented, upper middle class or higher person in Liberian society, giving a version of their perception of music, but also music that has inspired them and they've aspired to sound a certain way. It is mostly sung in English, no surprises, he is in the States after all, and therefore does not tap much into the local languages that maybe one would expect from Liberia. This may also have much to do with FNX's Lebanese background, despite being Liberian still.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I really enjoyed the musical compositions, and it was unmistakably well composed as an album. Sometimes I didn't get the modern feel to them, but I only say that to manage expectations for the listener, not to go in blind. And this is only for one or two tracks. All in all, this is a brilliant debut. You usually don't hear music this good at the start of someone's career, but if, yeah, especially if you don't know any better, you'd never think that this is FNX's debut album. At the same time, he has been making music for some years. I went to his YouTube channel and he's got like music from like 5-6 years ago, so he's definitely a pro in the studio. As far as I can tell, his voice is so good and his confidence is that of a seasoned vet, so what he did on this album is not going to be easy to match. My picks from Diaries of the Heart are Let Me Go, Gold Digger, Can't Make You Love Me, Nobody, which is absolutely my favorite track, and All Night Long. If you wanted to hear an easy on the ear take on Liberian music, then FNX is your guy. Especially if you're into hip hop, R&B, I think this would be the zone, just with a different spin to the beats. He has everything in his arsenal to have staying power and put his country on the map. Better yet, his music videos are absolute class. So do check out FNX, E-F-I-N-X-A-C-E, and the album is called Diaries of the Heart. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Wemoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.